Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In one corner, we've got 92.9 The Game's midday host, Andy and Randy, at a combined 12 feet 3 inches and just under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge. And in the other corner, 92.9 The Game's reporter, Smokin' Joe Patrick, at an undisclosed height and weight because he likes to cause trouble.
All right, so this is kind of the first Thursday we've had Joe on of training camp where there's big news, right? Yeah, there's a big story, and everybody knows the number one story going on with the Falcons right now is Caleb McGarry and what's going on with him. First, Joe, is there anything new? And second, what do you think is happening currently?
Not a lot new, honestly. I mean, I know there is a new report out from Jeremy Fowler basically saying that he is expected to miss some time, but there's no timetable and no other information in the report other than that. I think that was a given, frankly, just considering what we saw yesterday, which, again, I can kind of describe since I was there, to see him on a cart and then to get off and not be able to put much of any weight on at least one leg, obviously, and then being helped off by two trainers. I mean, like, when that kind of thing happens, you pretty much know that he's not going to be able to play in 2 weeks or whatever the Falcons, however many days it actually is, before week one. And so that puts the Falcons obviously in a bind. And when you put it in tandem with the news that we got about an hour after that happened with regards to Storm Norton. So I would say, though, if I'm just reading the tea leaves on this, is that
there's
going to be substantial time missed, basically. That's the way I'm reading. And again, in tandem with kind of the firsthand evidence that I have of having seen the injury take place.
That's why I'm with you. I just think when I hear out of the lineup, I'm thinking first day, opening day, that time period, not from here to then, from then to whenever he's supposed to come back. And what, I mean, right now they got Elijah Moore because he's in there right now rotating with the ones at the right tackle spot. Do you see that as something that they're going to have to go into the season with?
I don't see it as a great option for them, right? Considering I remember like being very surprised to see Elijah Wilkinson playing left tackle in the team's preseason game against the Titans. In fact, I was texting with Mike Johnson, kind of remarking about how interesting that was that they were seeing him, which basically signaled that, you know, to divulge a little bit of what we were talking about in the text, that they were not happy with the tackles they had to begin with.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that Brandon Parker was your left tackle, and then you're trying to kind of use a guard in a makeshift position at tackle in place of Parker, who then played later on in the game, got some of the late third and fourth quarter snaps. I mean, none of this speaks to, a very deep, lineup basically at the tackle position, at either left tackle or right tackle. at this point. And so that leaves the Falcons with a lot of questions as to how they're going to fill that position. I think that they will for the time being. You know, they'll basically assume that it is Elijah Wilkinson in that spot. But I definitely expect the team to be active in this period that we're in right now, where we saw four trades go down in the NFL yesterday. I think that it makes sense that we are seeing some of this activity. None of these are obviously with top-of-the-line players, but these are, you know, players where teams are trying to acquire depth where they feel like they're thin, or teams that feel like they have, you know, excess in certain positions where they want to at least recoup a little bit of, you know, whether it's draft compensation or whatever, before they have to potentially cut these players come next Tuesday. And so I would expect that Terry Fontenot and Kyle Smith are busy on the phones talking to teams about, you know, what excesses they might have at this tackle position and whether they can, you know, sweeten the pot and make a deal for some of these players who might otherwise be getting cut, so they can basically jump to the front of the line for who they want. Having said that, I think the big problem is that teams are not very willing to just, like, let go of their tackles. Right. You know, there's a very prized position in the NFL, and it's the reason why you don't see them really hitting the free agency market, and why the Falcons themselves wrapped up McGarry by, you know, signing them to that 2-year extension.
That was a conversation the three of us had on the field at training camp. I think we brought it to the air a little bit too, but it was like, that's why you signed Caleb McGarry to a 2-year extension. There's multiple reasons, but part of it is you kind of have to.
Right.
Like, when you have a tackle who's good, you don't let him go, because it's hard to find tackles that are good. It's hard to find somebody that knows your system and can come in. And re-signing the guy you already have is better than trying to go get a rookie in the second round, because they don't have a first-round draft pick next year. Sign a guy who's going to cost you the same anyway and bring him in. My question would be, Joe, if they're trying to do that, if they're making phone calls right now to teams with excess at tackle, what do the Falcons have excess to offer?
It's a great question, because, you know, they've already put themselves in a hole by trading away picks. And it's not even, like, obviously the big one is having traded away next year's first rounder for James Pierce Jr., which I'm not against that move, because I think that it addressed a clear need for the team that they needed immediately to help them this year. But it's more of, like, you know, you traded away a fifth to move up to be able to draft Xavier Watts. And again, like, you know, Watts was always a good enough player where he probably commanded that. But the Falcons have been pretty, like, loose in doing those deals, not just for Watts, but in past years, you know, having moved fifth round picks third round pick for Matthew Judon this time last year. You know, they've been very willing to do that, but what that's left them with is just not the draft capital to be able to continue to do that. You know, at some point, you kind of run out of bullets in the chamber. And yeah, I mean, they do still have, like, sixth and seventh round picks where they can, again, just sweeten the pot a tiny little amount that a team would, you know, be happy to take that's better than nothing, and then just kind of cutting a player and exposing them to waivers. So I think that's more the situation that you're looking at with the Falcons being able to do deals. They also, you know, it's worth mentioning that they do have players like Kirk Cousins, like, you know, Tyler Allgeier, who are kind of surplus to requirements, at least with regards to the starting lineup. But still, I don't know how good of a player you're going to be able to command. And also, you know, Storm Norton, we can expect him to return, like, somewhat shortly after the bye week, if not immediately after the bye week, if everything goes to plan, it sounds like. So you also don't want to kind of overshoot your shot. And, like, you know, again, some of this depends on exactly what the outlook for McGarry looks like. But if you are only looking for, you know, somebody who can come in and play four games for you, then you don't want to necessarily give away, you know, too much with a player that could be helping you. So they do have players. Oh, by the way, you know, if we're going to be throwing names out there, you know, Kyle Pitts is another name who is kind of, you know, obviously talked about this offseason as a player that could be moved. So there
now
is
we're getting
some,
somewhere,
there is
Joe.
Some capital in that respect. What's that?
Now we're getting somewhere. He said, yeah, Kirk Cousins, Kyle Pitts. These, that's interesting. That's a headline for the website, Joe. Well done.
Oh, no. Clickable. I just step in it. Hey, at this point, if you're the Falcons, you got to be thinking about anything you can do, you know, to try to solve this solution. There's been other things that have been floating out there, like moving Matthew Bergeron potentially back to tackle where he played in college. Mm. You know, there's lots of options.
You got to hold it guard.
I think, right, exactly. Then you got to have a hole at guard, but, like, could have Elijah Wilkinson play guard? But also, Matthew Bergeron only played left tackle in college, so then, like, would you play Bergeron at left tackle, Jake Matthews at right tackle? You know, there's so many different ways you can do this thing.
Now you're losing me. Nihilism.
Yeah, exactly.
Nihilism.
I think ultimately the Falcons are going to want as clean of a solution to this as possible, which means not moving around these pieces.
Yep.
Joe, is there a position battle that's going into this weekend that we should know about or that you think of?
I mean, I think the most pertinent one is at nickel cornerback, which we've been talking about for a long time, and it's been interesting. I think that there's been some movement in that battle where it feels to me like Billy Bowman is getting more and more first team reps, more and more opportunities. Like when they kind of go out for team sessions, he seems to be the first one that's out there more often than not. To me, where that player was the Alford more often earlier in training camp. So we'll see how that progresses. But I think I like Bowman in particular because if they are going to be in a ton of nickel and we're seeing teams play a lot of, you know, bigger personnel groupings to kind of counterbalance these defenses going lighter in the NFL, I think Bowman packs a little bit more punch in terms of being able to stop the run and kind of, you know, like putting his body on the line and doing those types of things that you like to see. So that's certainly an interesting one. And it's worth, you know, while we call it like nickel, I mean, it's the nickels on the field like 75% of the time for a lot of teams. And so that's basically a starting player.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
To me, a nickel is much more of a starter on defense than a nose tackle is, basically. To me, nose tackle is more of a specialist position now at this point in the NFL. So I think that's one to keep an eye on. And then obviously at safety, you've got the aforementioned Xavier Watts kind of battling out with Jordan Fuller. And to me, that one's a lot more kind of 50-50 at this point in time. I think a lot of people expected Xavier Watts to kind of be pulling away with it at this point. But
I think that's what the Falcons
hope
for.
To me, it seems like they're still kind of in the balance.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too. Thank you, Joe.
Appreciate
good
it,
stuff,
JP.
Man. We
all
appreciate
right.
it.
Appreciate it, guys.
Smoking Joe Patrick there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.